Okay. Tornun Bez, Nakut Maram Chilik Aleph. So, this is probably one of my favorite personal Torahs that just like, you see, even in here, I think Rav Nachman says, like, or Rav Nelson says here, like, this Torah's mom is like a pellet. You know, the Chaim Oran on this, I don't remember it exactly clearly, but I saw it this summer, that basically after Rav Nachman said this Torah, his Talmud Rav Nelson ran out into the street and just started like screaming like at people, like, what are you doing with your life? Like, what are you, like, what, he couldn't understand like the world anymore. And he said he just had a ratzon just to like throw away all of Olam Hazeh, because he was like done with Olam Hazeh. Right? He said this Torah is just so much that like, he said that there's nothing else, everything else is sheker. And Rav Nachman looked at him and said like, what are you doing? Like, that's not what we do here. You know, we have avodah. But just to know what type of Torah that even a person like Rav Nassim can mamash set him on fire. So listen to this, it's mamash, this is the real deal. Here we go. It's a little bit, it's not too tough, but you have to follow it along. But this is for like, if a person's serious about his avodas Hashem, then like you'll hear a Torah like this. If you're not serious about your avodas Hashem, you'd be like, oh, that's cute. You know? So here we go. So quotes from Pirkei Avos, Pirkei Gimel, says Rabbi Chanina ben Chachini'ai Omer, Haneir Balaila, right, a person who's awake at night, and he walks on his own, right, walks on his own path, and like he just thinks about nothing, right, he just is mevatel himself, right, so that person's chayv misa. Okay, it's a very, yeah, exactly, right, when a person just, exactly, meaning that what's your point of being in this world? So that's Pirkei Avos. Now listen to the artwork that we're about to go through. Goes like this: Ki yesh apikorsim sheomrim sheolam hu mechuyev hametzias. They are apikorsim, right? Kofrim, who believe and they say what, that the world is mechuyev hametzias. What does that mean, mechuyev hametzias? They say that the world has to exist. Mean that what? That like it's created and like it can't be destroyed. Like it has, like, mean that like it's here. You know what I mean? Like it's not leaving. It's on, and it's on and it's on nature, and it's being run, and therefore it can never stop existing. And according to their disgusting and messed up minds, and they'll bring you different proofs. Like this is like the Shita of Yavan, right? That yeah, Hashem created the world, and now He pressed autopilot, and therefore the world's running. No one can touch it because Hashem's not in control anymore. That's what they hold. That's what Amalek holds also. They hold that this, yeah, Hashem's above in Shemayim, but he pressed on autopilot and he forgot where the button is, so now it's just running. You do whatever you want, right? And nothing's going to happen to you. Why? Because of Mechuyev Metzias. Yeah? Understood that, Nekuda, of what Mechuyev Metzias means? Ava be'emes hevel yitzapim. Mamish, it's just emptiness, what they say. Ki be'emes ha'olam umelo'o hu efshari ha'metzias. The whole world is just a temporary. It's only, it's possible. Meaning what? Like this, the world could stop. Yeah? Ki rak Hashem yisbarach levad hu mechuyev hametzias. Because only Hashem is the only thing in the world that what? That's mechuyev hametzias. That what? That is. That mechuyev, like, you can't touch, like, nothing can happen to that.
Like, Hashem, like we think the world is mechuyev.
Right, we think it is, exactly. But if Hashem wanted to, if he can go like that, the world's done. Literally. Right? Hashem's the only thing that is, was, and will be. Nothing else is that. Ava kol halamos im kol asher behem heim efsher emitzias. It's only efsher. It's only a temporary, and it's only a possibility. Ki hu yisbarach b'ram yesh me'ayin. Because we know Hashem created the world yesh me'ayin, right? Something from nothing. Uvichalto the kochov efsheruso. It's in Hashem's ability yisbarach haya levaram o shelo levaram. He could create it. He could continue creating, or he could stop the creation. It's up to what Hashem wants. Alkein bivadai kol ha'olam mulo hu efshar emetzias. So now that we know that it's up to Hashem, He's the one who's controlling all the shots, therefore the whole world is just efshar emetzias. Okay? Again, you have to know, Rav Nachman, what he does, like we've seen a couple of times, is a longer one, but he's going to build something up right now. So you have to be patient. What does that have to do with Haneir Balayla? Listen to where he's going with it, okay? Ach, me'ayin nimshachatas. Now the question is, though, any time a person makes a mistake, right? Daf kofer masa. Normally, you can't really even. It says in Pirkei Avos, you have to know how to answer the kofer. Because I don't like kofer know what they're saying, meaning that they're we know that they're wrong, but they have like a basis to what they're saying. So Nachman is asking now, where does this mistake come from that they think that the world exists and it's here to stay? Where does that come from? Shechol nitos chasram sha'olam hu mechiyum metzias, that they could mistaken so terribly think that the world has to exist. Duh. Shezeh nimshach mechamas shebe'emes ata. So we know that now, shekivar ne'etzlu v'nimshu nishmos Yisrael. We know that since nishmos Yisrael was created, and there's a concept called klai Yisrael, nishmos Yisrael, ata bevadei olam hu b'chinas mechuyav metzias. Right now that there's klai Yisrael, that means that the world has to exist. Why? Ki kol ha'olam melo'o. We know that the whole entire world, first Rashi in the Torah, Bereishis, hakolu nevre ela. Bishvil Yisrael. Right, we know, like, Bereishis. Why Bereishis Baral Kim? Bereishis, what did Rashi say? First Rashi? Bishvil Yisrael Shenik Bereishis. The world is created for us. So now that we were created, right? So what does that mean now? Oh, so now that we were created, that's the tachlis, that's the purpose of everything. So there you go. Now the world can't not exist because Klai Yisrael is created. Yisrael Moshlim Olam, and we're the kings of this world. So for sure that this time now, after the fact that Klai Yisrael was created, right? So now it's as if that what? Hashem has to keep the world created. Why? Because he the purpose was for Klai Yisrael. So now that the purpose is there, you can't destroy it. Right? Because the reason why Hashem created Klai Yisrael was why? Right? Klai Yisrael was before the world. Nishmas Yisrael was before the world was created. Why? Because now that there was a concept called Nishmas Yisrael, now Hashem said, oh, now I can create the world. So what do we see from that? A person might come to think that, oh, now that Klai Yisrael is here, the world has to exist and Hashem can't touch it. Right? It's off limits to Hashem now. Ah, Nishmos Yisrael be'atzman kishenatzlu. When the Nishmos of Klai Yisrael were created, hayuhem be'atzman im kol ha'olamas atzuyin bahem. Hakolya efshar matias. Basically, the whole world's taller on us. Whatever Klai Yisrael is doing, you ever realize why is the whole world focused on Eretz Yisrael? Right? Who cares about it? It's a tiny little place. Why is the whole world focused on Jews? There's something deeper going on there. It doesn't make any. It makes zero logical sense. The world be so focused on Klai Yisrael. It's because why? Because the whole world's tully on us. Right? But everything is just, again, it's just Efshar Metzias. Why? Because Hashem's in control. Because Hashem could choose. I can create them or not create them. It's up to me. Ah. When Hashem had the ratzon to create Nishmas Yisrael, then the world became as if Mechuyev Metzias. Yeah? Now that we're in this world, it's as if the world has to be. Because that's why he created our neshamas. Okay, so that was the dhamma he gave. That's why I said havin hated. Now what? That the whole world is talay and klai, so everything in the world, right? I mean, like the Zohar says that if you look in Sukkos, right, we bring 70 sacrifices on Sukkos, right? Why do we bring 70 sacrifices? If you look in the order, right, day one is like 13, then 12, then 11, then 10, then 9, 8, then 7. It comes up to 70. Why? You ever wonder? Exactly, because we bring one carbon, that what? And that brings all the Shefa to the Goyim for the whole year, to every nation. So now, think of it like this. Why would we do that? No? All these Goyim who are trying to kill us, why would we bring them their Shefa for the year? But the question's reversed. Why would they try to kill us if we're the one who are bringing them all their Shefa? It's like ridiculous. Like, imagine if I give you $100 and you knock me out in the face. Be like, hello, like I just gave you your parnas for the week. Like, that's what the goyim are. They're so stupid. But that's how that's why they're a goy. That's what goyim are. You know, not to be racist or anything, but like, just what it is. They don't understand that everything they have is just from us. The whole world is totally on us. So now, the mistake of the apikorsim comes from this. That, oh, Klai Yisrael's created, so now the world has to be. And therefore, Hashem's just on autopilot now. Hashem has no control. Umizeh, from this thought, nishtalshel, what's nishtalshel?
Remove?
Nishtalshel, it's like, nishtalshel is like, it's like chain. It's a chain reaction. So from that, is a chain reaction, v'nimshach atash al-pikorsim. Then that's how they get this mistake. She'omrim she'olam hu chasron l'chuyiv metzias. Aval, be'emes, rak Hashem yitzbarach levad hu m'chuyiv metzias. Person says, no, there's only one thing in this world that's m'chuyiv metzias, and that's Hashem. Aval kol hadvarim heim efsher hamitzios kenizkor leil. Everything else in the world is efsher. Kenizkor leil, like we mentioned before. Kanal means kenizkor leil, like we said before. Meaning what? That a person, you could have a person who's like the strongest guy in the world, right? In 1 second, he could be gone, right? And I'm saying there was a baseball player a couple years ago on the Marlins. Amazing pitcher, right? Hey, I'm sure you know who he is. Yeah, like top guy, getting paid a lot of money. And boom, all of a sudden he shoots up a little bit on cocaine and he's dead. Len Bias, exactly. Second pick in the NBA draft. Right, this guy's going to be the greatest. Again, that's by the guy, having 1 second. And people, you know, that planned their whole lives out. And what happened? That they went here and boom, gone. Right? Everything's Efshar Matzias. Person to know that. V'ikr ha'kavana shebara kol ha'olam b'shvil Yisrael ha'yakidei she'Yisrael yasu ritzona. And this is big. The whole kavana that Hashem created Klal Yisrael wasn't that we can party in this world. It's to do what? Why are we created? Just to do the ratzon of Hashem. That's it. That's literally it. A person has to know that line more than anything else. You know why Hashem was moser nefesh to create you? You know why? So that you would do his ratzon. V'shechazru v'idatku b'sharshan. And that what? That we should be davuk to our shoresh, to our root. Dehainu she'yichazru v'yichalu bo yisbarach. To be nichlal in Hashem. Right? That's where we're created. We're called a chelik alukal yimal. What do you need? Pencil? Pen? Eraser? Yeah. You have an eraser?
Oh.
Right? That's what we are. We're called the chelik alukal yimal. Right? What do you want? V'yishchazru v'yidatku b'sharshan.
Look for the big vehicle.
Yeah, there you go. Right? That what? To be nichlal in Hashem. Shu mechuyev ha-metzias. And Hashem is what mechuyev ha-metzias. U'b'shvil zeh nivrakol. And that's why Hashem created everything. Why? Just so we could do the ratzon to be davak to Hashem. Nimtza. Kol mashi Yisrael osin ritzon ha-shamakom nichlal b'sharshem. The more that we do the ratzon Hashem, and when you do the ratzon Hashem, you go to your shoresh. Shu mechuyev ha-metzias. What's your shoresh? What's the shoresh of a Jew? Hashem. Which means that what? If you're nichlal in Hashem, what do we say Hashem is? Hashem is mechuyev metzias. So now if you're nichlal in Hashem, what do you become? Exactly. Mean that can't be touched. Exactly. So now if you're nichlal and if you're davak to Hashem, then what are you?
You're part of mechuyev metzias.
You're part of nichlal means rooted in, right? To join up. That means that what? That you're part of mechuyev metzias. And what did we say before? That the whole world is tala on who? On Klal Yisrael.
Because we're part of the Chiv
Metzias. So, Ayidei Zeh, Nichla Kol Olam Shnevra Bishvilam B'Chiv Metzias. Then the world exists also. Why? Because since Hashem is B'Chiv Metzias, and when we're doing the Ratzon Hashem, that means we're Davak to Hashem, and since the whole world is rooted in us, when we're Davak to Hashem, which is B'Chiv Metzias, then the whole world exists. So everything in the world is existing only because of Klal Yisrael, doing the Ratzon Hashem. Right? Ki Shnevra Olam Hu B'Shvil Zeh. The whole talk of the world being created is for this. So the only reason that Hashem wants to be creating this world is what? Just so we can do his ratzon, that the whole world is rooted in Hashem. And the world becomes mechuyev metzias. Why? Because it's rooted in Klal Yisrael and it's rooted in Hashem. Yeah, so it's like a three-step process. It's Hashem's mechuyev metzias. Klal Yisrael is here to do the ratzon Hashem. When we do the ratzon Hashem, since the whole world is rooted in us, therefore, the whole world now becomes rooted in Hashem, and the world exists. Which means that what? That if we're not doing the Ratzon Hashem, then the world's in turmoil. That's why people, this is happening, this is that. You know why all this crazy stuff is happening? Because we're not doing our Ratzon. For example, yeah? You know who the defense minister, I was looking at this last week when I was sick. You know who the defense minister of the state of Israel is? It's some guy who protested on Shabbos last week against Shabbos. He went to Ashdod last week to lead a protest against Shabbos, that there should be more Chilul Shabbos in Ashdod. Okay? Now, this is the defense minister of the state of Israel. You realize how twisted that is? People think, like, what are you talking about? We need him. He's like the army of Hashem. That's not the army of Hashem. That's potentially a Rasha. He's mefursam against Shabbos. And then we ask questions. Why are there so many attacks? Why are there so many bad things happening? Because look who the people who we say our leaders are. The leader of this nation is not Shomer Shabbos. That's sick. And we think he's the leader of Klal Yisrael. Bichlal not. We have to realize that turmoil comes when we're not doing the Ratzon Hashem.
What is the Ki Ikra Tachlis Shenivra? What's that saying?
The main purpose of the whole world being created is to do the Ratzon Hashem. Yeah. The Valkin, is that right? Valkin?
Yeah.
Valkin, as Daika. Kish Otsrin Tzona, when we do the Ratzon of Hashem, Nichla Ha'olam Bevachinas Mechuyev Metzias, the world becomes Mechuyev Metzias. It becomes rooted in that. Ki Kol Mash Otsrin Tzona Yoser, the more that we do the Ratzon of Hashem, Heim Nichlalim Beyoser, and Kol Lamas Hatulim Behem Mechuyev Metzias. The more we do the Ratzon of Hashem, the more the world exists as it should exist. That what? Doing the Ratzon of Hashem. Shefa coming out. Like we say, Hareinu Hashem Chastecha. Right? We say, Gomel Chasadim Tovim. So the question is, why do we, if we say Gomel Chasadim, are Chasadim not Tovim? Right? It's a good question, no? Gomel Chasadim Tovim. What else would a Chesed be? No, it's that sometimes when a person gets sick, it's secretly a Chesed that he does the Tikkunim. Why? It's because the world's not being run straight. It's because we're not doing the Ratzon. When we're doing the Ratzon Hashem, then it's Gomel Chasadim Tovim, that you see it out. Hareinu Hashem Chastecha. Hashem shows everything's givaldic. Right? Ki Aydish Osir Netzona Yisbarach, through doing the Ratzon Hashem, Heim Chozim Ninechlalin Bo Yisbarach, and become part of Hashem. Shu Mechuyev Metzias. Ve'az Nechlalin Imam Kol Ha'olamas Atulim, but Nafsham Mechuyev Metzias. And the whole world becomes Chuyev Metzias. And the whole world existing, why? Because it's Davak to Hashem. So it's being run how Hashem wants it also. Okay? So again, so far we saw two things. That what? The ta'us of the apikorsim think that the world has to exist, right? It's because, again, they're off. They have something that they're correct on, but they go off with it. But now, how does the world become Mechuyev Metzias? When we do the Ratzon Hashem. Again, we know everything is only, Hashem's the only one who's in charge. But when you're Nichlal, when you're Davuk to Hashem, then what? Then that's how you make the world into Mechuyev Metzias. But it's only, but it's with that das that Hashem's the one who's in control. Okay? So now he's going to speak about it. So now, it made it seem very easy. Oh, right, just be davak to Hashem, and boom, you're good, right? But how do you be davak to Hashem? It's very tough. What's, how do you, right? Even the Gemara Sota speaks about, you can't be davak to Hashem, or it's Kiddushin maybe. Why? Because Hashem's called an Eish Ochla. Rashi says that in Dvarim. Hashem's a consuming fire, so how could you be davak to that?
I think it's Kiddushin, but it could be wrong.
Kiddushin, yeah, it makes sense. So how could you be davak to him? So how do we do that? So Rav Nachman's going to tell us. Ah, Liz Kosla Zeli called the Sharsho to be misdabek to your root. The Hainu Lachzor Lukal ba'achdus Hashem Yisbarach, to have a dvekas Hashem shu mechuyev emtzias ze I efshar Liz Kos ki im aide bittel. Only through bittel. Bittel means the what? Being nullifying yourself to Hashem. Sheivatel atzma legamri achi nichla ba'achdus Yisbarach. That what? You're totally mevatel your own ritzonos and your own things and your own gashmias to what? Totally be davak to Hashem. The EF Shala Volide Bittel, it's impossible to get the Bittel, which means it's impossible to get the Bidavak Hashem, ki im ayidei hisbordis. Only through hisbordis. That's the only way. Ki ayidei shem hisbodeid mefar sichasol bein levein kono. When a person hisbodeid, it means that you go to an empty place, an empty room, an empty field, and what? You speak to Hashem in your own words. Ayidei zeh huzoch levatel kol ataivos. Through that, what happens? You're mevatel all your taivas, the midos ras, all your bad midos. Achizoch levatel kol gashmiuso lekal b'shorshel. Until what? You're mevatel all your gashmius, and what? You become rooted in Hashem, which means that what? That it requires a person to be bodeid with Hashem, from the word badad, to be alone with Hashem, to speak to Hashem. How many people do you say here? Oh yeah, I speak to Hashem all day. I daven shachar, smin chamar, I even learn all day. And when's the last time you spoke to Hashem? Who's Hashem? Yeah, Shacharis is my sitter, no? Is an Anshikin HaSagadola, right? Torah is like, what are you talking about? Torah is like my Rebbe. And what about Hashem? What's Hashem? People are real Vegas. So easily. A person's learning Yom HaVelayla, but there's no Hashem there.
It's the hardest part of learning.
It's the hardest part of it. Right? It's tough.
That was the most speaking of the whole shiur.
I remember someone gave a shiur this summer. I was in a place with one of my friends, and someone gave like a parsh shiur, and it was like nice. I remember it just felt so like empty. It was just like reading off a sheet, and it was like this is. And I remember I went up to my friend after. I was like, "Did you also feel empty?" He's like, "There was zero like Hashem there. There was like nothing. It was a very nice like shmooze and like very nice, but it was like so like void of kedusha in it. You know what I mean? It was like a nice like lecture, right?" Kud is, you have to build a relationship with Hashem. How do you get that? That comes through Hisbordis. Ach, Iker Hisbordis, hu balayla. Person know, the Iker time Hisbordis is dafka at night time. De'eis, sha'olam panoi, mi tirdas ha'olam hazeh. When the world is free from tirdas ha'olam hazeh, meaning what's tirdas ha'olam hazeh? Like being torrid, being like challenges busy. Of ha'olam hazeh, right? Running around for it. You ever look at New York City? there, like if you go to like the top of like a higher building, you ever look at New York City during the day, where the heck is everyone running? Everyone's running. Where are you going? If you stop the person on the street, like where are you going right now? I don't know. If people are like, I'm running. It's a joke, but like if you ask people in Yeshiva, it's like, where are you going right now? I have shir. When's the last time you, like, you breathed? Breathe? I don't have time to breathe. I have shir. Like, when's the last time you spoke to Hashem, ever? I don't have time for that. I have to be the top guy. And like, you don't realize that top guy in 5 years from now is no longer wearing yarmulke. Why? Because there was never Hashem part of his life. Right? Dafka at nighttime where the world's free from that. Humivata kibayom. Sorry, at the end of Olam Hazeh, kibayom, during the day, aydei shirofin ha'olam achar olam hazeh. Since the whole world's chasing Olam Hazeh, that's when people are doing work, right? Therefore, it's a harder time. Meaning that the aura, right? The aura in the world is what? That everyone's running around. Everyone's very much like crazy. Right? Even if you yourself aren't tired, and you yourself are like Avi Shavadas, afa pichin, me'achar sha'olam trudim, as we wrote for him, as Acha Evli Olam Zeh, since the whole world is chasing after emptiness of the world during that time, and the aura of the world is one of like of belish of das bilbul, I did say kasha as lavoli de bittel. So therefore, it's hard for you to come to a state of bittel because the metzias of the world is very midbabel. Vigam tzrichin sheye has bordes b'makom miyuchad. Dafki is bordes should be in a specific place.
Does it have to be?
It should be. I mean that you should have a place that's
more like your car.
Yeah, if that's what works for you. You know, but like, I mean, it shouldn't be
the
like...
six path is perfect.
Any path, anywhere.
Going to
Machon Lev, anywhere. But somewhere where it's private, where you can actually speak. You know, just as if you go to meet with a Rebbe, right? You have something to speak about with the Rebbe, right? You don't go into like the middle of Bima to speak because it's something private. So if you want to speak with Hashem, you want to build a real relationship with Hashem, you go into a specific place. Dehainu, chutz me'ir b'derech yichidi. Right, outside of your city and alone. Outside of your city could also mean like your city, basically the only city you're in right now is here, in the base measures. It means to get out a little bit.
Just go walk around there.
Go walk. Go on a walk. There are nice hills here. There are nice areas where you can overlook all of your shlaim.
What's speak. The origin of these words?
Origin of this?
Just like just for the sake of talking to Hashem.
Yeah, I mean the Mesilas Sharm speaks about it all over the place.
You say it out loud or you say it to yourself?
Speak as if you're speaking to a friend. Again, there's more. There's a lot more of it. This is a more kaliistic Indian, but there's drachm duk. It's hard. Remember when I started doing this? It was like you're not talking to anyone. You're talking to Hashem, but there's no one on the other side. At least that's what you think. But the more you work, it's an avoda. Right? I mean, people think sometimes, like I saw from Rav Kivak, people think sometimes that, like, you know, I'm going to give it, like, a shot and I'll speak, and, like, I don't hear him talking to me. Like, just as, like, if you want to start lifting weights, it requires you to do it a little bit and to try. And, okay, then you get into it. So do with this Buddhist. It's not like a thing you're going to do, like, one time, okay? It didn't work. Like, no, you have to build a relationship. Just as if you're going on a date with someone, right? You're not going to go after the first date. You know what? I don't know if she's for me. I don't think I'm ready. Right? You're like, no, you have to go on like a couple of dates, you know? Right? I mean, unless you're in the Hasidic world, which I don't think any of us are. Right? You're not going to be like, after one date, you know? I don't know if we're... No, you go on a couple of dates, you build a relationship with the person, right? And anyone who quits after one date, you'd be like, what are you? You're an idiot. Same thing with this Bodhis. It's building a relationship with Hashem. I give one shot, it wasn't for me. Oh yeah? Right? B'makom she'en holchim sham b'nei adam. Because the place where people go during the day that are chasing after Olam Hazeh, even though they're not there now, why? Because they left like a roshim there, right? You shouldn't go into the middle of New York City and do this bordis. Again, you could, but it's hard to do. Why? Because that's like the center of like all building. Confusion. Right? Ve'enu yachle is bata l'kal bo'is brach. It's very hard to even bata yourself there. Alkein, tzarech shi'elech levada b'layla. You have to go alone at night. B'derech yichidi, on your own path. B'makom she'en sham b'nei adam, where there's no other people. V'sham yelech v'yisboden. Go to that place and be alone with Hashem. V'yifana libo v'daito mikol eskei olam hazeh. And remove yourself from all olam hazeh. V'yivata akom. Bottle everything. Ad she'yizke l'b'chinas bitol b'emes. So you get to a real state of bitol b'emes. Again, this is a high madriga. But it's something that you could be shayach to. Person has to know that he's not talking to like only the tzaddikim. He's talking to each one of us, and so at and whatever level you're on, he's talking to you. Hainu, Shabbat Chila, Yarbe Betfilos Vesichos Vesbordis, Balayla Derechidi. At the beginning, right, you're not just going to come to a place, ah, Batal, Givad, Yahatzadik, Zerolam. You have to start, build it. That what you daven to be Zochra Vesbordis. You daven that I have the words to say. Ach Yiske Levatal Zedavar, until you mevatal that davar. Which means that what? Hainu Levatal Mida Vetaivazos. Until you mevatal a certain Mida. V'achar kach yar be'olav disbor, then do more disbor this. Achi vatal mida v'tay v'acher, till you mevatal something else. V'chein yinhog zman rav. Bisbor this, bisman, haniskal el, v'makom haniskal el, right, at the time at night, in the specific place. Achi vatal kol, that it's a process, right, you work on it. V'achar kach, adai nishar menu eiz adover. And even then, there's still something left there. V'achar kach mevalin gamze, achelo nishar menu klum. That each time you go, each day, or however often you do, if you could do it every day, that's givadik. That's a very good thing, right? Meaning what? That, but every time you should be working on something. It should be you're always building, just on, like Rubenstein said, and dating. It shouldn't be that one date should be like it was level like here, and then we went back there. No, you should always be building, consistently building. So too with Hashem. So Reb Nelson is just going to give a little perush on what he just said. Perush, ki yachol liyos achar shebitel kol taivos midas raos adai nishar meniklum. Right, even after right, you think you're about everything, there could still be something there, which I think we could all relate to. Dahainu shadai lo bitel lagamri hageus vagas. You still have gaiva. Ach nechsha beinav leizadavri. You think you're still something. Vakin tzrichin lisyageya ulus ulaharbos bezbodis. You have to be miagey yourself in bezbodis. People think sometimes you know like. Miyage means like just your gi over Torah. You work very hard over it. So tunis bodas, like class, like today I saw a guy come to the base medrash, right? With like or the other day I saw a guy come to the base medrash with like a huge bag of like sunflower seeds. Right? Whip out like some like English book, feed up sunflower seeds, like
that's the new thing now, eating.
Right? So meaning you know what the issue with that is? It's very nice that you're doing it here. But you're not being miyage in what you're doing. It's what's sitting back. It doesn't work like that.
He's chilling.
Right, that's not like you're chilling out, which is good. But you could also just go to the lunchroom and do that, and you could chill out there. You know what I mean? Why do you have to bring a box of, you know, next thing you're going to see, you guys going to have like, you know, he's going to come in with like a baseball jersey, and like, some tobacco, something, spit it all over the floor. You know? Why? No, the basement is my home. Like, I want to feel comfortable here. Like, persons know what they're doing. You have to be miyage in it, right? So too in this Buddhist, it requires yigi, it requires work. It requires avoda. What are we holding? Should we keep going? Should we finish the story tonight?
Yeah,
what do we say? I think we should finish it, no? Okay, let's do it, okay. Vazai. Kishezocha lebitl be'emes. When a person zocha to real bitl, vazai nichlal nafsho b'sharsho. And then what? You come to who you are. You come to your root. Dainu bo yisparach, shu mechuyev m'tzias. Azai nichla kol olam in nafsha basharsho. Then what happens? That since now you are mizdavik to Hashem, and since the whole world is rooted in you, what happens? You're mizdavik the whole world to the shoresh. Shu mechuyev m'tzias. Ki akol tolai bo. Because everything's tolai on you. Vazai nasa kol olam al yado b'chinas mechuyev m'tzias. Then you have to realize that you make the world into mechuyev m'tzias. How? There's bodhis. Person is bodhi, you don't realize you're not just doing it for yourself. You're bringing the whole world back, like the Rambam says. Rambam says in Hilchos Tshuva, person is tshuva, you don't know, the world might be 50-50 right now. And you could be that one that leans it over. So to me, person does this bodhis, means that you go out of your way. The only reason person does this bodhis, right, is what? Is just to build a relationship with Hashem. Right? Again, there could be a lot of reasons why a person does Torah. It could be to be the top guy. It could be for Gaiva. It could be to be very smart. It could be to get a job as a Rebbe. There's no reason a person... No one knows you do his bodhis. Right? You don't, like, gain anything. And if you're doing it so people see you, then that's not his bodhis. Right? You're doing it just to build a relationship with Hashem. So when you do that, you don't realize that you're mamshich the whole world to tshuva. You're mamshich the whole world back to Hashem. You're mamshich the whole world to mechuyev metzias. Okay, here we go. You ready for this? Listen to how dumb of what he's going to do right now. Vata tira pile plus. Get ready to see unbelievable stuff. Pile plus about what he's going to do to that mission that we quoted before in Pirkei Avos. Ready? Eich kol ze, everything he said until now, yivorta ba mishnah haniskarel beritim. Everything he said until now is mamish what this mission is talking about. Biderech remes. Vizehu haneor balayla kipshuto. Dainushu neor balayla, that a person's actually awake at night, umisbodid, umifarsi chasal bein levin kano, right? That he's awake at night and he's doing his bodhis, that he's speaking to Hashem at night. Yeah? Bahamahalech bederech yichidi, meaning what? Shaholich b'derech yichidi daika. V'makom she'ein b'nei adam holchem sham. That what? That no one else is there. Ki azayhu ikr shleim es buddhis. Because that's the ikr time of buddhis. Is the what? At night, when you're alone. Balayla b'derech yichidi. Ki az daiki chol na volu b'chines bittel. Because then you could come to bittel. What are the next words in the Mishnah? V'zehu u'mefana libo v'vatala. The Hainu, Shemifana Libo Mikol Iske El Mazay. That what? You remove yourself from all Mazay. Livatala. Mean what does it mean, Livatala? Kide Lizkos Bechinas Bittel. You come to a state of Bittel, what? Of nullifying yourself to Hashem. The Az, at that point, Zoche, Sheyuchlu Nasha B'Mechuyiv Matzias. Then what? Then the whole world, you become part of Mechuyiv Matzias. Vazai Nichlalin Ko Lamos Im Nasha B'Mechuyiv Matzias. Vezehu Hareze Mischayev B'Nafsho. Means that what? Shenichla kol olam bechinas mechuyev metzias. That the whole world now what has a place? Im nafsho. Ki ayide has bordus through person being misboded, right? Working on his bordus, speaking to Hashem at night. Zachla bechinas bittel. You're zochet to bittel. Ad shenichla nafsho bechiyev metzias. That what? You become that you have a place in this world. That you're here. Vayide zeh nichla kol olam im nafsho bechiyev metzias. Then the whole world is rooted in you. Not in every, in you. You brought the world to Mechuyiv Metzias. V'nasa nafsho v'chol olam v'chinas Mechuyiv Metzias. And the whole world now what? The whole world has a place. And it's here to stay. Why? Because of you. V'zehu harezeh mischai v'nafsho. And that's what it means, harezeh mischai v'nafsho. That what? You brought the world to mischai v'nafsho. Again, let's just go back to the Mishnah. Haneor balayla. A person who's awake at night. Right? And goes on his own path, which means that what? He goes to do his bordus alone. And when he brings himself to a state of bittul, he becomes a chiv metzias. That what? He becomes a chiv metzias. He brought the world to a place of chiv metzias. Yeah? So now there's another part to this Torah. So we'll just do this one quick. Sheikr habittel sheadam mevatel yeshus v'nasa ayin. Right, the ikr bittel is that what you mevatel all your gashmis, right? Yesh and ayin. Right, you mevatel all your yeshus, and you get to a place called ayin. Yeshus is like my gashmis, I'm something, right? And you become a state of ayin, which means that well, I'm mamish nothing. V'nichla ba'achtus Hashem yisbarach. Ein ze ela ayde yisbordis. The only possibility to have that being done, the only possibility to get to a place of ayin, yeah, is how. It's only through his bordus. So now the question is, it goes like this. If you're ayin, yeah? Yeah?
Yeah.
Ayin means that you're nothing. So now if you're nothing, then what are you?
Everything.
Muslim, why?
They're saying only we have to be doctors of Hashem.
But how are you everything?
I mean, because we're the whole reason that the whole world is still created.
But if you make yourself a nothing, then you're nothing. So how are you everything?
Because you make your part of Hashem, and Hashem is only even too.
Because since Hashem is called the Mekomosh Olam, means Hashem's everything. So if you make yourself a nothing, that means that what are you? Become Hashem. Become Mizdavik to Hashem. Which is what?
Which is everything.
So a person thinks so much like, I have to be like a Baal Gaiva. People don't realize that the greatest Gaiva you could have is like this, yeah? If you have a guy who's like friends with like, I don't know, LeBron James, yeah? Let's say you had a guy here who's friends with LeBron James. Everyone would always be like up to him like, oh, like, what's he up to, right? Or like, can you get me in? Right? If you're related to like Yaakov Meir Schechter. Right? Everyone, if people had their minds on straight and knew who Yaakov Meir Schechter was, not LeBron James, they would be mizdavik to anyone who's related to Yaakov Meir Schechter to get in with him. Yeah? Right? And then you'd be the man. Yeah? So now, a person who's there you go. Right? So now, a person who's mizdavik himself, yeah? A person who makes himself into nothing, you know who you're mizdavik to? The Borei Olam. Which is greater than anything else. But a person who's a Baal Gaiva, that means that what? That they're going, they're far from Hashem. Which means that what? They're not riding with anything. Right? You want to be like double to like that coolest guy? That's Hashem. Because Hashem's the only Baal Gaiva in the world. Ooh, whoa, that's crazy, no? Because we say it every day, every Shabbos. Hashem malach, geyus lavish. Hashem wears Gaiva. You know why? Because he could be a Baal Gaiva. Because he has everything. And he is everything. He's perfect in everything. Yeah? His bordus needs a place and it needs a specific time. So that you don't get like distracted from all those things that could distract you. When's the zman of his bordus? Balayla. Hainu, haneir balayla. When everyone else is sleeping. V'amakom hu b'derech yichidi. Right, the makom is to be alone. V'lo b'derech harab, not where everyone else is. Shelo. Because he's saying it in a different way. He's saying just like he said it in more of a kitzur dik way. So he's just quoting that also. Yeah. So the shelo yafsi kenu over drachim. Ela daika b'derech shein ram hochem sham sham yedech yisbod. That's where you should go do yisbodus. V'hainu hamahalech b'derech yichidi. V'az yachol lifanos libo mikol v'kol. You could empty yourself from everything else. V'yachol avol lebitel kol yishus. And you come to vatal all your gashmis. V'hainu v'hamefana libo levatala. That's kinishes batal the gamri. When your person becomes totally batal, azai hu nichla ba'achtes Hashem's barach. Then you become one with Hashem. Vaz hu bal b'chinas mechuyev. Then you become that you have a place. Ki akadosh baruch hu mechuyev metzias. Because only Hashem's mechuyev metzias. V'chol dvarim heim efsher metzias. Everything else in the world is just efsher, right? So why would a person ever choose efsher if you could choose to be mechayev metzias, right? Everyone's always looking for like insurance and to make the right decisions. You know what the right decision is? Dveikas b'Hashem. How many people do you know that spend their whole lives making like life plans and it never pans out? Why? Because they're always planning. Until like they die and they're like, oh, should have stopped planning a little bit ago because I should have just focused on maybe being Davik Tashem. You know? When a person is misbatel and nichla and achtas Hashem, azayhu yotzim b'chinas efshar v'nichla b'chuyiv. You go out from being efshar. You go out of being possible to what? To now you are. Right? And that's what it means. That what you have a place in. And that's everything that the derech of his bodhis is that. The derech of his bodhis is to bring you to Dveikas b'Hashem. People think it's like a cute thing. It's mamash the real deal. It's for real. It's a derech for tzaddikim. Which means that what? Not talking about for only person who's a tzaddik. A person who wants to be shaykh to a derech of tzaddikim. It's only all day is bodhis. Why? Because it's making a dveikas Hashem. It's being Moshe Nefesh to have a relationship with Hashem. So that's the nekuda. So a person has to know to be miyagein, to work in it. You know? And you realize, like Rav Nachman says in Shtachas Nefesh, that after a person goes and does this bodhis, the steps you take after this bodhis are mamish. Every step is like a step of Gan Eden. And I can mamish testify. Not that I'm a baal of his bodhis, but I try, I work on it. I'm telling you, when I'm Zohar do like his bodhis, there's no better feeling about it. You just spoke to the board. You had a conversation. You were in conversation with the board. And that's the highest thing you can work on. So we have to work on it. Especially the days of Purim are coming, which the whole Indian of a whole Indian of Amalek is what? Yesh Hashem Rekirbeinu Im'ayin. So the word Yesh and Ayin. Sfeikos and Yesh and Ayin. That Amalek wants you to be a Yesh. But the Iker, the way you beat Amalek is what? By being Mizbodeh. Speaking to the Borleum, becoming an Ayin, and that's your Mivata Amalek. Shibzochar Mikabal the days of Purim, less than 20 days until Purim. Right, Zohar do his bodhis, and be his bodhin, and be his abik to the Borei Olam, and be siyat to the Shemaya.